A new law goes into effect next month that will extend the amount of time school administrators have to investigate allegations of cyberbullying. Karina Gonzalez has been examining bullying and its impacts on mental health in the Washoe County School District. As a warning, this story includes conversation about bullying and suicide.
I am so excited for prom.
Riley Slane is a senior at Spanish Springs High School. She's making posters during her student leadership class.
Being in leadership has made high school easy for me because I have a support system at school. Like, we are a giant family.
It's a space where Riley feels comfortable and has a sense of belonging. She's the class historian and takes pictures of her peers at school events. Riley is involved on campus, even though it hasn't always been easy for her. She grapples with anxiety and depression, but her mental health struggles started in middle school, where she was frequently bullied.
I would dread waking up and going to school. They'd like oink at me in the hallway. They would chant like in their group, like piggy, piggy, piggy. They would tape kill yourself notes in my locker. It was terrible.
Riley even recalls an Instagram account was made just for students to make fun of her. This made Riley leave school for a two-month period, and she took classes online. According to the CDC, reports of bullying are highest for middle schools, where 22% of students are bullied, compared to 15% in high schools. Early last year, the state implemented a program called Safe Voice, a resource where students, parents, and school faculty throughout Nevada can report anything that threatens the safety and well-being of students. Reports can be made via the website, hotline, or app. Specifically, more than 1,700 bullying tips were reported to Safe Voice within the 2018 to 2019 school year. The top reports in Nevada schools the past year were bullying, suicide threats, and threats to schools, including planned attacks, according to the state's Office of Safe and Respectful Learning. However, the program wasn't in place when Riley was in middle school. Riley and her mother complained to the school about the bullying, and they were told that Riley should delete social media or just ignore it.
Well, you can't ignore someone yelling at you across the hallway or seeing your face getting posted on Instagram, like with mean comments. Like, that's impossible to ignore.
According to the CDC, children are more likely to develop anxiety and depression after they've experienced situations of trauma, maltreatment, and bullying. Though Riley hasn't been bullied in the last few years, she still struggles with her mental health. In January, she attempted suicide.
It was mainly my, like, self-esteem, like, because I still go through, like, I still look in the mirror and see, like, that fat girl I saw in middle school.
Yeah, that one worked. I, to be honest, think it didn't hit me entirely until after the fact, looking back on it.
That's Riley's mom, Katie Seuss. She and Riley are preparing food for their family camping trip over Father's Day weekend.
You need eggs?
I need 3 eggs, please.
It would break my heart, and the fact that she wouldn't want to get up to go to school, it's definitely a huge deal. And I know that it's, like, weighed heavy on her for her whole... all coming up through high school, those days that she experienced there were not good.
Seuss reflects on her own junior high experience.
I remember being in junior high and having a confrontation with someone, something stupid at school, and then going home and just being worried about it. But to come home with a phone and a device and Snapchat and this and that, and like having it thrown in your face until you go back to school the next day, it's sickening to me, and I don't know how to fix it.
Under current Nevada anti-bullying laws, school staff are required to report bullying the day the incident occurred. The school must first make sure the child is safe, then immediately start the investigation process. Students and parents directly involved are also notified the day the report is made. The school principal and administration must have the investigation completed within 2 days. But earlier this year, the state legislature amended the law, giving schools 5 days for cyberbullying investigations. Gina Session is the Director of Civil Rights Compliance for the Washoe County School District.
Sometimes a prompt investigation is not always a proper investigation. Some instances are pretty simple, and they certainly should and could be completed in 2 days. But when we have more complex matters, it makes sense for us to take more time
Once an investigation is complete, if parents are dissatisfied with the school's decision, they can choose to appeal through the district or the Nevada Department of Education. Session explains cyberbullying cases are complex to investigate.
Investigators have to make credibility determinations, who's telling the truth, what testimony supports what side of the story, because you might get two very dramatically different sides of the story, and it's clear that somebody's not being truthful.
The state also requires that districts have school safety teams. These teams include principals, teachers, counselors, psychologists, social workers, deans, or other specialized staff. Catherine Loudon is the coordinator for counseling and social work for Washoe Schools. She says the student-to-counselor ratio for high schools in the district is 400 to 1.
There's a shortage of resources. And it's a shortage of resources not just in our schools, but it's a shortage of resources in our community, especially up here in the north.
Loudon explains that counselors connect students to mental health resources in the community because of the heavy caseload school counselors and psychologists already have. But Nevada is ranked 51st in the nation for access to mental health care. Though some notable bills did come out of the state legislature to work towards improving mental health care access and increasing funding in schools. Still, Riley and her mom hope to see more done about bullying in the future so that more students are able to come forward and talk about their experiences.
Just to know that somebody has their back, like somebody else is experiencing it, and make it maybe more of like a group counseling sort of thing, like, hey, let's all meet at lunch and talk about this, and it's not going to make it go away, but you have more people on the front line standing up to it, maybe it would happen less.
For KUNR and Noticiero Móvil, I'm Karina Gonzalez.
If you or someone you know is in crises, please call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.